بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب في بيان كثرة الطرق للخير. We've commenced this chapter, the next chapter, and that is an explanation that there are many ways of doing good deeds. Good deeds are not confined to only one way. And we have explained the muqaddama, the introduction to it, that nobody should feel that what he is doing, which is right, that is the only way to reach Allah. There are many ways to reach Allah, and different people reach Allah in different ways. And fortunate is that person who appreciates all the different ways and does not get pride and he becomes deceived that he thinks he is the only right person. Then in the right, there are many ways of a lot of things that we should do right. It must be right, and then we should be very considerate that it must be the best. Just for example, we all made namaz, which is 100% correct. Namaz is a great ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. But have we made a little effort to make it the best? For example, just our outward postures. Our lines were not on the heels. And that is against iqamati salah, the perfection of namaz. That means we have made our namaz deficient and the whole jamaat's namaz deficient. We didn't maintain the straight line. Then, for example, when we go in sajda, if we put our arms down on the ground, in the hadith, this has been referred to as the sajda of a dog, how a dog sits down. So the namaz, which was the best ibadat, but did we make it the best? And then don't talk about the concentration in namaz. We all can think just now we made namaz, what was our... And at the same time that we have given the same effort, just if we made our concentration, this namaz should have gone above the heavens to Allah Ta'ala. But lack of that, and our outward posture is also not right, it must not happen that it's made in the form of a dirty rag and thrown back at us. And so that is as far as the one side, the good. On the other side, we also have to consider all bad things which are in our lives. Oh, we thinking we are right, we are performing namaz, we are indeed, but how many wrong things, how many things we are still following the ways of the kuffar, their lifestyle, etc. Whether it be at the education, whether it be even our bathrooms and toilets, all their types of cosmetics, soaps, etc., perfumes we have got there, we have got plastic flowers in our toilets, which serve no purpose. Just because they got it in their toilets, we must put it in our toilets also. So how many wrong things? And then another aspect, that Allah has made so many ways of goodness that a person will never get tired and bored. If there was only one way, then continuously doing that as a human and our limitations, we should have started feeling bored. But make tilawat for a while, make dua for a while, make zikr for a while, make namaz for a while. So many ways of doing good things. And also every person's inclination is different. So how, which way your heart inclines, do good in that way. Some people, their inclination is to help out people. So they do your good in that way, go and help people. Somebody's inclination is in ibadat, so make ibadat and do that way. So there are many ways. And all of this Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٍ. And whatever you do of khair, and this is khairin, nakira, that is any good what you do, Allah is fully aware of it. The smallest of your good, Allah is aware. The biggest of your good, Allah is aware. What you have done in public in front of everyone, Allah is aware. What you have done completely secretly, which nobody else knows, not even your wife or anyone, your good intentions in your heart, that also Allah knows. Even the malaika don't know what goes through in your heart. But all your good intentions in your heart, that also Allah is fully aware. In another ayat, وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ يَعْلَمْهُ اللَّهُ. Both ayats, the meaning is the same, the words are different. The one is, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ. Allah is aware of it. And the other is, whatever you do of good, Allah knows it. So whatever good we do, Allah is fully aware. So we should be always conscious to do as much good as possible. Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, don't regard the smallest act of good as insignificant. That one small act of goodness can take you to Jannah. So we shouldn't, there's many times we think there is a small little thing, that it's a minor thing. تَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيَّنَا We take it as small, but by Allah it's very big. So even us or somebody else doing even a small good deed, appreciate it all. And especially to make the correct nurturing of our families, whether it's the family, whether it's the children, whatever good they do, in these times especially, always praise them, appreciate, acknowledge it, that you have done this good. By that they will do more good and they will become in a habit of doing good. Not that we people do good and we don't appreciate. That is a very great weakness also in us, to find fault. We are very much in front. But anyone does any good, we don't appreciate it. And we should show that appreciation. Whether even it's in the family, with our students, anyone, whoever does some good, acknowledge it. And that will encourage more good to come alive. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ Whoever does a small amount of good, the atom's weight of good, Allah is watching it. Whatever good, so be eager and be conscious to try and be doing good all the time. And no, you don't have to show the people, they can't do anything for you. They can't even appreciate it fully. They can't even know what the goodness of it is fully. Where can they reward you? The only one who can reward is Allah. Do it for Allah. And whatever little good you do, smallest but, Allah is watching it. And Allah will be pleased with you. Allah will reward you for that. So we should try and do wherever we can, whatever good we can do, and do it for Allah's pleasure. We must acknowledge other people's good, but what good we do, don't wait for people to acknowledge it. We must do it only for Allah. We must acknowledge the good of people, but don't expect people to acknowledge our good. That we must only expect it from Allah Ta'ala. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَلِنَفْسِهِ Whoever does a righteous deed is just doing it for his own good. You will get the benefit of it. So don't think that your goodness, now other people must appreciate it. The wife must appreciate your kindness. The husband must appreciate the wife's services. Now whatever good you are doing, showing kindness, making khidmat, it's for your own good. You're going to get the reward. So in other words, encouragement of doing good all the time. Never be slack, never be hesitant, never pull back from doing any good. Even just opening the door for somebody, that is also a great act of goodness. Just putting the chair right for somebody, that is also an act of goodness. So much so, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, if a person has relationships with his wife, sexual relationships, he will get reward for that also. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu were surprised. They said, we do this for our own nafs sake, for our enjoyment, our satisfaction we do. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, had you done that same act with a woman that is haram for you, shouldn't you get guna for that? They said, definitely. So when you do it with the woman that is halal for you, your wife, so definitely there is reward in that also. So Allah gives reward on acts which we do. We eat for our own, for we want to eat. For our desire is to eat. We need to eat. But if we just need eat with the du'as that we have to read, and with the correct yaqeen and correct conviction that it's only Allah who can fill the stomach, that eating, that sleeping of ours, that going to toilet of ours, with the du'as, etc., with the etiquette, becomes a very, very great ibadat. So it is very easy our whole life to do a lot of good, just the natural, normal way, without going and making any mujahada. Just a little bit we could put it in the right direction, and our life can be filled with all types of goodness. May Allah let us appreciate this very great deen of ours. In fact, our deen is such, we eat and after eating we just read this dua. Alhamdulillah alladhi at'amani hadha wa razaqanihi min ghayri hawli minni wa la quwwa. By that all gunas are forgiven of a person. Where can we find a deen that you eat, you enjoy yourself eating, you just read a small dua and all your gunas are made maaf, or you have been forgiven all your sins? Where can we ever find a deen like that? Our perfect deen, but unfortunately we prefer Western way of life and alien the enemy's way of life. So much so that now, very sadly, our ulama are not only preferring their life, but going to churches and praying with them and doing their prayers as they do. Where, in which direction have we gone? And we've got the perfect deen of Islam, and yet we cherish these ulama and we show them great respect, who are totally destroying the deen of Islam and going themselves and leading the ummah to Jahannam, and we still have great respect for such ulama. So we must be very careful what the perfect deen Allah has given us and follow that correct deen. May Allah give us all tawfiq and guide us to righteousness.